I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
One, I'm like a dream come true. That's not, all right, ready to go?
Ready.
Episode 98 of the Net Positive Podcast, back in the studio, baby. John Chris live from Nashville. Do we have a name for the studio?
Yeah, LC Studios.
LC Studios, baby. We were on the road last week. We're back, baby. John Chris in the studio with Alex Lagos.
Yup.
And Andrew on the twos.
Yo, yo.
We out here. Big day. Back off the road. Tour dates coming up. Buffalo, New York. This is in March. Toronto, March 23rd. Erie, Pennsylvania, March 24th. And then the next weekend, Durham, Macon, and Chattanooga. April, Rochester, Minnesota. St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, California. As well as Santa Rosa and Reading, Dayton, Ohio, Lexington, Kentucky, May. We're coming to Lincoln, Des Moines, and Grand Forks. June, rounding out the emotional support tour. Charleston, West Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, Newark, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane. And just announced, actually, like an hour ago.
Oh?
Returning to Shipshawana, Indiana.
Wow.
October 4th and 5th, baby.
The home country.
Home, back, return to the homeland. Mm. Like Jesus going back to
It's just like
Bethlehem.
That. Exactly now, like that.
It's not
the same exact thing.
Only thing similar about it is they're both good at making furniture. Come on, dude. Let's go off the top, dude. Other than that, completely different. I believe that is on pre-sale currently. Go to my website or somewhere you can find it. And we'd love to see you out there. We just in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and it was wild. A lot of people were like, we're from Shipshawana.
Amazing.
And I was like, I'll be back. This week's episode brought to you by AG1, baby. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least be simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 every day. Just one scoop, mixing water once a day, every day, and makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. It's 10 o'clock, dude. I'm hyped. I'm ready to go.
Ready to rock.
Oh, yeah. Do people know what time we record?
No.
I don't know if they do. Yeah.
Probably better they don't.
Oops. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, and pre and probiotics and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's a quality product, baby. I trust AG1 to support my whole body health. I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients. Essential part of my daily routine. Keeps it simple, baby. Healthy aging shouldn't feel complicated. Get in where you fit in, baby. There's only one product I've had to recommend to elevate my health. That's AG1. If you want what I've partnered with, take ownership. Start with AG1. Try AG1 and get free one-year supply of D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/netpositive. That is drinkag1.com/netpositive, or hit the link in the episode description below.
Great ad, bro.
What's up, fellas?
Phenomenal ad.
Come on, dude.
Way to kick
it
off.
I do the ads, dude.
Way to kick that off.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm happy to be back, dude. It's
really good to have you back.
We were up in New York last week.
Tell me all about it, man.
Chatting it up with Ryan. We had Ryan Long in there.
Thoughts on New York City.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you this off the jump.
Please.
And I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it.
Yep.
Because it's insane. Mm-hmm. So
if there's a weird jump here in the edit, it's because you weren't allowed to say
it. Yeah, they go, turns out you weren't allowed to say this. Yeah, yeah. You're like, hey, I heard that when the episode was released, it was in there, and now it's not.
Well,
yeah, well, that's because
that happens.
I got a letter, and they said, you can't say that.
Letters are powerful yeah. still. They still they hold.
Still, letters still hold. Oh, yeah.
Letters get a letter? Bit different than anything.
A letter in yeah. the mail? Oh, dude.
A FedEx overnight?
Dude, sometimes Ooh. I get stuff where it's like first somebody else. I go, I don't want to be a part of this.
You feel
this,
dirty.
Yeah, I don't want to be
you
a
get,
part
like,
of this.
You get like, I'll get my neighbor's mail this, sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Hey,
not this is federal.
Oh,
I can't.
Dude, nah, you can get arrested for that.
For sure.
Probably not. But if I'm dressed obviously like this, I clearly don't have a stylist. Or like, I'm here on the podcast, or like, there's no, nobody helped me with this.
Yeah.
That'd be wild if it was.
Sure.
But when you go on television, we had like a run of TV up in there. I have a stylist.
Right.
Right. So they go, hey, okay. You're going on Good Morning America. We'll have you wear this. And you're going on Sherry Shepherd Show. We'll have you wear this. Mm-hmm. And you're going on Fox News. We'll have you wear this. So I go before I leave to go out of town. I go to the stylist and they give me all the, they give you literally a bag and they, here's the undershirt, here's the jacket, here's the shoes, here's the socks, here's the laces, everything.
It's like dressing a five-year-old.
Yes. And they give you a picture also with it on.
Perfect.
And they're like, do this.
Yep.
Exactly. And this was like, this one's.
Is it Photoshopped onto a little you?
No, it's been, no, it's like. I'm standing there like this.
And
like,
I'm just picturing a little flat Stanley and they just cut out all the things and put it on them.
So if, when you basically, they, in the, it's probably not behind the scenes, but they gift those clothes because you're going on TV. Mm-hmm. So they're like the stylist that they have a relationship with, hey, you're going on TV. Here's all the clothes. And when you post about it, just tag them.
The brands.
Yeah.
The brands gift the clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I go, I get five outfits or whatever. And they go, these, this would be perfect, but this brand does not allow their clothes to be worn on Fox News. I go, wait, what? They're like, you can't wear this on Fox. I go, how much is it? Let me buy it, wear it, and say they made me wear and say something wildly outlandish.
So do you want to drop the brand name?
No. That's what I'm not going to say.
I'm so curious.
But yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean? They go, they won't endorse their clothes being worn on Fox News.
That's insane.
That's what I said. I go, and you know, sometimes like I think
grow up.
I feel like people see things and they just let them go. And I have not been able to put that down for a week. I go, wait. Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
Wait, what? Like if it's like I'm wearing a Wrangler, as if Wrangler endorses everything I say.
Everything. All things net positive, all things John Chris, they vouch for everything.
And I go, okay, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to buy Wrangler myself, wear it, say something crazy, just so they could be like, I bet Wrangler endorses that.
Yeah.
That's it. I go, and they just kind of said that and mentioned like, oh, they won't let you wear that on Fox News. I go, wait, what?
That's crazy, dude.
So I know.
Did you buy the outfit?
No, I didn't. I don't think we wore it.
I was going to say, I saw your Instagram
and
those outfits were looking great. I was like, John's on a new level right now.
And they were very tagged.
I know. Yeah. Well, I tried to.
They were very
not the tagged. Ones on Fox though.
Right.
Those are the ones that, yeah. Those are the ones that.
Dude, that is so funny. I've never heard of that.
But I like the, that's why I like this podcast so much. Cause I feel like in the information, which we've been doing this bit for a while, but like, is this real or fake?
Right.
Is this real or fake? Like, I was talking to somebody else about the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, they're going to fight right in a month. But the contract they signed is like, Jake or Tyson has to be tested for steroids. Jake doesn't. Jake's going to wear a helmet. Mike's not. And then by per the contract, he can't knock him out.
Who can't?
Tyson.
Why?
Because that's going to be bad for, but if you give him a $50 million, he goes, yeah, sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that real? That's the real contract?
Yes. Yes.
Why is that public information?
I'm just saying what I heard it. I don't know if it's, but I was talking to a guy in LA about it. And you're like, whether that's public, but what I'm saying is what you see, that's why I love this podcast, because what you see, and then you go, oh, here's what it is.
Yes.
And you go, oh.
Yes.
Oh, and then you can still watch the fight. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that, but just know what it is.
Yeah.
Watch sports, sure, but know what it is. Isn't that crazy?
You now have me locked
in. And
I
don't
now need to know.
This feels a lot like speculation.
No, which my part? I mean, there are definitely.
About him not being allowed to knock him out. That
Look at the other, like if you go.
How do you even control that?
Because if you say, Tyson, we're going to fight. I mean, he's doing a show on Comedy Central, so he clearly doesn't have money.
Who?
Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have money, but for $50 million.
No, I'm saying, how do you control, like, all it takes is Mike Tyson throwing a punch and Jake leaning in a little too close.
Yeah.
And he goes down. It's Mike Tyson cannot control.
But then he voids the contract and he doesn't get $50 million.
I would also beg to differ to the point that Mike Tyson can't control if he knocks Jake out. I would bet that man knows exactly where his fists are at all times.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
But
he's an assassin.
No, I know, but I feel like that's a really risky point in the contract. You can't knock him out. It could be accidental.
But you're going to have
I can't find anything that confirms that either, by the way, so it may not
be true.
That
may or may not be true. Yeah, we're a fact check ourselves. That's fine. Yeah, but I saw something on TikTok about and also Logan Paul can tap in for a round.
No way.
Yeah. God, this is not real.
Hold on. But perfect example. I drove down to Asheville to watch Samford play yesterday in the conference. So we're a mid-major school. We have 5,000 students.
Yep.
We've never, since the year 2000, we've never been to the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
And now with the transfer portal, mm-hmm. and NIL, because our coach is unbelievable, by the way, we got some freaks.
Yeah.
We got some freaks. And I was like, hey, what's going on? Like, how did we get these guys? Mm-hmm. And they explained to me, and I was like, oh, which is fine. I still enjoyed it. But just know what it is. We would not be here if it wasn't for money.
Yeah.
Then that's fine.
Yes.
But that's why I love this podcast. We just uncover all these things. Like, you thought this, and it's actually not that.
Yep.
It's this.
Yep.
Yeah. And we just take things down one at a time.
Yep.
One at a freaking time.
I need you to tell me who the brand is after the show.
I'll absolutely tell you.
Fox.
And I'll tell you.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you how much my school is paying each basketball player. And I go down to the coach afterwards and goes, I'll give you more.
Sure.
This is awesome.
That's the whole point.
It's awesome. We just cut down the nets.
Yes.
Let's do it again next year.
Yeah.
How much you want.
Dude. Yeah, we might dance this year, dude.
No, we are.
It's March.
We're dancing.
You're going
to
the dance.
We're dancing, dude. And it feels good.
Yeah. Hey, tickets are expensive.
Bro, let me tell you. Tickets are expensive. We are a small Baptist college in Homewood, Alabama.
Amen.
It was surrounded by Chick-fil-A's and Hobby Lobbies.
Mm.
We got...
Is this heaven you're describing?
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
We got our center. Let me just tell you, his name is a chore.
Mm.
Didn't come across Samford by a pamphlet at his high school.
Yeah.
Sure he is.
Is he a warrior from Sudan?
He's a freak, dude.
I feel like...
He's a freak.
Yeah, he sounds like he's 7 foot four.
He's a genetic freak. He can shoot three. How?
Yep.
So you go, he must have the Chelsea, the campus rep must have come to his high school. I assure you, she did not. I assure you. But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. The same
with great.
Yeah, same with great. Yeah. Anyway.
It's where we're at.
Can we back up to the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul thing?
Sure.
Who's the underdog and who do you guys think is going to win?
I mean,
is that a dumb question? Alex is looking at me like,
well, okay. So you saw that Mike Tyson, that fighting footage on Twitter about him being like
training.
Yeah.
I haven't seen recent footage, but I've seen probably a year ago.
So that got fact checked. You're like, this was 4 years ago.
Got it.
So you go,
oh
yeah, I know. See what we're doing to Andrew. See how's,
cause I watched those videos and I was like, dude, this guy punches so much harder.
And then he goes, this is from 5 years ago or whatever. See, did you hear how Andrew just goes,
that's it.
That's what this podcast is about.
That's what we're going for.
That's what this whole podcast.
If we were to do a live podcast, the entire audience would just go, for probably an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's what section is that on the podcast? Education?
What section is,
the enlightenment section.
Enlightenment. Yeah, we're right below Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And the guy that talks about, the guy with the mustache, the black guy that talks about the planets.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. Or all next to him.
That's awesome.
New York was great, though. Other than that, New York was great.
Good. The city isn't falling apart. They're good up there.
Okay. Well,
because I hear mixed reviews, mixed reports from the front.
It's very clean.
Good.
Very clean, and I think they have some restriction on like vehicles and like, and it's so quiet. The vehicles are so quiet. It's, I mean, there's a lot of Teslas. There's a lot. You can't. It's nice.
Nice.
It's, and I think this goes against, unfortunately, this goes against the Republicans' narrative.
Right.
I think all the big cities, when we went to all of them during COVID, mm-hmm. Austin, New York City, LA, it was overrun. They lost control too. But we looked at all of it. We're like, look at all these Democrat run cities. This is why. Also, they looked at them and said they were bad.
Yeah.
And fixed them.
Yeah. Good.
I mean,
good.
Boston was gorgeous.
Boston's great.
Yeah. When I went there, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. New York City, beautiful. Now, LA, I haven't been. I don't know if that's come around yet, but Austin, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought you were doing a bit so hard right there.
What?
I thought you were being 100% sarcastic.
See? Oh.
How do we title the episode? Oh. How many H's is that?
Or O's. Yeah. No, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
New York City?
Yeah.
But wouldn't the narrative for me to come back with? Because I've been to New York City,
sure.
And I've come back since being on this podcast, and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was the farthest thing from a disaster.
Good.
But
to hear that.
Let me just say this. Let me have one critique and then I'll wrap it up with a compliment.
Sure.
I stayed in Times Square because everything was right there.
All the studios.
That's where I needed to be. Right. So I just stayed right there. And I'm in the 30th floor or whatever. All 3 days. Hear it from New York. Concrete jungle where things are made of, whatever, or where dreams are made of.
Yeah.
Okay. You can learn, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, right? You've heard that. Mm-hmm. That's not true. There's no skills that you have here that you can be used elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you going to learn in New York City? How to take a little wagon to Target when you want to get groceries, not knowing how to park a car, Instacarting every meal, learning how to order on Grubhub, take a Subway. What skills of these are you going to use anywhere else? Mm-hmm. And then also, you're going to pay $4,000 a month to live with three roommates in a bunk bed. You're 30, Kyle. Yeah. Move.
Yeah.
Move somewhere else where you can actually help the world.
Yeah.
You're just clogging things up here. It's not, there's rats on the Subway. I didn't go down there. I took a chartered vehicle everywhere I went.
Very nice. Very
but
nice, very
nice. It's like you can make it. Okay. Like, this is not Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
Where the guy, right, he moves to New York and then he sells the things and he goes, or like if you're on Wall Street, maybe. Mm-hmm. If you're an agent and you're on the Tonight Show, maybe. Otherwise, tell me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing in New York City.
Yeah, that's a Frank Sinatra line, right?
Which one?
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
About New York, which I think was in the 70s. He said that.
Yeah. Okay. Great point.
A little bit of a different city back then in the 70s. City. A little bit more opportunity.
A little more
probably
opportunity.
A little less saturated than it is now.
They don't need you.
No.
They don't need
you. They have what you bring to the table already. I promise.
I promise you. And all these people that live in grew up in Atlanta or Birmingham or even Nashville, people go, I got to move to New York mm-hmm. to make it. I got to mm-hmm. move to LA. Hey. When you put up a TikTok from Des Moines, Iowa today, you'll be on the Tonight Show tomorrow.
Yep.
You don't need to be there.
Yep.
And also, if you have somebody said, this is great. I think so. My agent, this is 10 years ago, said, don't go to LA unless you're invited.
Mm.
Don't go to New York unless you're invited.
Very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
If somebody goes, hey, you're an unbelievable producer and we got a daytime talk show or that we would love to have you.
Yeah. Go.
Go.
Yeah.
Hey, you live in LA? Hey, these comedy shows keep begging me to come out here. And then, okay, go. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, go up there once a quarter, have your meeting if you need to, and leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, New York's too much for me as a whole. It always
has
been.
Much,
it's just too busy.
It's too much It's like an unnecessary struggle. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the struggle? Like,
Now you're getting into my realm with the Northeast chip on the shoulder.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, what?
For
like,
sure.
You're like, hey, I live in, I live in, I braved the Duluth, Minnesota winters. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Hey, I agree, man.
You're not getting to heaven. And they were like, dude, congrats.
Yeah.
You beat Des Moines.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, like, who are you fighting against?
Yeah.
Like if you were like, hey, I'm trying to lose 100 pounds and I changed my diet and went to work out. I fought against my laziness or my appetites. And I want, that's a battle worth fighting.
Yeah.
A battle against addiction mm-hmm. is worth again, your heart. You're trying to publish a book. You're we did it. Like I feel like me in comedy or you in podcasting is like a battle worth trying to win.
Yeah. Against industry.
Yeah. Or yeah. But like you're fighting against someone that is not fighting back.
Right.
And doesn't care.
Right. New York versus everybody, though.
No. Okay. First of all, I went in. It's like I went to the Knicks game.
Nice.
Full Hawks gear, top to bottom.
Good for you.
No problem.
Were they playing the Hawks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be weird if I wasn't. That's the worst.
I'm a Hawks fan.
That's okay. The worst. That guy's the worst, yeah. By the way. We were at the East Tennessee State Samford game in Asheville, North Carolina. A guy was wearing a UNC jersey.
Go home, dude.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home. You're not a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Or wear something else.
Or don't. Yeah. Go home or don't. That drives me insane.
Same.
You're like at this game in a Pistons. Like, whoa, you're not. Why are you here? Mm-hmm. Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, well, when I was walking into Madison Square Garden, everybody's like, you in the wrong neighborhood. I was like, all right, dude. You work in tech. Like, you don't.
Your ticket was $1,700.
Yeah. What are you going to beat me up?
Yeah. We're going to fight.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Yeah. Put it away, dude. Come on.
I saw you get pretty close to Spike Lee, my least favorite sports fan.
Yeah. We talked about everybody in the comments was like, oh, did you tell him you're the worst? He was the worst.
Yep.
I go, no, I didn't tell him that.
My least favorite.
I did. I was wearing, yeah, he's your least favorite.
Yeah.
I was wearing, that's the problem with Abraham Lincoln said that. Abraham Lincoln actually did say this. Because the problem
said Spike
with
Lee is my
no. He said the problem with are we not getting rid of your enemies by meeting them?
Wait,
something like that.
What?
Something like that. No, look it up. Hold on. Look it up. Look it up.
Take that again.
Spike what? Lee. All right. I'm gonna say. Let me. I'm gonna say this comment, and then you look to see it. Are we not? Am I not getting rid of my enemies by getting to know them? Let's say that. I bet it's something like that. And it might actually be Ben Franklin. The only safe way to destroy an enemy is to make him your friend.
All right.
The only safe way to destroy an enemy is to make him your friend. Cool. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Am I not destroying an enemy when I make a friend of him was the original quote.
By Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln.
Wow, did I say it right?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Take back your laughs.
No, dude. Because the way it came out of your mouth first was absurd.
It did sound insane. It did sound insane.
It's my friends and enemies and make a friend.
And then Spike Lee. What? Abe Lincoln said this about Spike Lee?
Nick's rebuild year.
Timeline wise, this doesn't add up.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
I was like three seats down from him. I was wearing all Atlanta. He comes up to me, daps me up.
Fire.
And goes.
Cleaned up. Nice. Yeah. Very well done.
White guy, black guy, dap.
Okay. Clean as you could.
Yeah. Clean as you could.
Yep.
Yeah. Black guy, dap. It's different than white guy,
it's
dap.
The cleanest.
Black guy?
Yeah. Clean, dude.
Why is it clean, dap?
God love a clean.
White guy, black guy, dap. You got to, I got to follow the dap.
You let him lead.
Yeah. He's the dap leader.
See where he takes you.
Yeah. He's the dap leader. Yeah. If we go, then I'll go
he's
there.
The dap leader.
He's the dap leader.
He assumes position of dap leader.
Yeah,
I follow along wherever
we go. We're doing like a LeBron thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I get the chalk.
He's spinning around for some reason.
Chalk? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so good dap.
Okay, nicest guy in the world.
He come over like during a break in play or pregame?
Yep, in a timeout.
Okay.
But he was talking to everybody.
Yeah.
He's talking to everybody. He goes, you from Atlanta? And I go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I was head to toe in Atlanta,
yeah.
Sitting three seats down from. So it wasn't like he knew. It wasn't, that's what we think the story's going. It's not.
Okay.
He goes, you from Atlanta? I go, yeah. He goes, I was born at Grady Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in Atlanta.
Cool.
And I was like, awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to go from there, but I was like, sick, dude.
Cool,
he
man.
Just said that, and it was yeah. Great.
How was it?
Yeah, how was it? Yeah.
Very cool.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. How was your stay?
Yeah. He looked like having the time of his life.
Yeah, the video you put up of him like being all over the players there in warm-ups and stuff. I think I DM'd you like it's giving AAU dad.
Hell yeah, it's great
like,
comment. Yeah,
he looks like such just like the travel team dad.
Yeah, and he's always there.
He's like, oh, you gotta go get him today, man. Like always like big up in the kids and all that. Like, you gotta
both sides too.
Oh, Atlanta really? Too. So he's not even loyal.
No, everybody. It's just a celebrity. Cool. I don't think he.
What does he do?
I don't know what he does.
Does he make money by just being a Knicks fan?
Just like, I mean,
no, he's a director producer.
For a long time,
like extremely established, like very famous.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well. Yeah.
Oh. He's not an influencer.
Oh. But Ocho Cinco was there too.
Nice.
And
he's the best.
Didn't smile, didn't say nothing. Looked like he was pissed the whole time.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's on brand.
That's his brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, Spike Lee, thrilled to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Thrilled to be here.
That's cool. I like Spike now.
You want to give you a second quote?
Yes, please.
I'll hit you with a second quote.
I would love that.
Nothing.
Here we go.
Nothing incredible was ever accomplished without great enthusiasm.
Mm.
Look that up.
Bars.
Praise God.
Drake.
Yeah, amen.
Probably not Drake.
Nothing incredible.
Nothing of note or something like that. Nothing of note has ever been accomplished.
Wait, who do you think it was?
Ben Franklin. No, that's going to be Gandhi.
Susan B. Anthony.
No, it was? Rosie the Riveter.
No, it is
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah.
Nothing RWE. Great. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm.
Fair.
That's got to be true.
I think that's true.
Man.
Oh.
26 minutes in and this guy's got two pretty deep
bars,
deep
dude. Bars. Let bars. Me tell you this.
Spike Lee rubbed off on you. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The DAP leader.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you one last takeaway about New York City.
Sure.
The gays. What are you laughing at, Andrew? Did you hear him try to laugh? And you didn't laugh.
No. What are you talking about?
I just tightened up.
The gays.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a heck of a musical.
There we go.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
Unbelievable.
We'll land that plane.
If there was a Broadway show that they're like, we don't allow gays, I wouldn't be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't go watch it.
Dude.
I would not go watch it.
No way.
I saw Book of Mormon and it was incredible.
Yeah.
And listen, if the anti-gay crowd, let's not argue with them. Let's just take them to Broadway.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, we got to get these guys health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Have to.
I mean, these musicals, listen, no. These musicals are unbelievable. I can't believe the Pride flag. Take them to Cats.
Nice.
Okay. Take them to Rent. Unfortunately, I can't believe gay people are allowed to get married. Okay. Unfortunately, take them to Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so, Book of Mormon was so good. And
I love it, dude. Absolutely.
Shout out to the gays.
Yeah, dude.
The gays.
Carrying theater culture for decades and decades and
decades.
I mean, centuries, really.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Alabama football integrated, because they love football and they remember they played USC in the what's the movie? That Shane Gillis has a bit about it.
About Alabama playing USC?
Yeah. What's his name? Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Alabama was all white.
Okay.
The whole team was white.
Oh, I don't know anything about
this.
They
played USC and they were like, they had black players.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait.
They went, oh.
Oh. And then they go, dude, we got it. And that was the last time. That was the last time Kyle was ever a wide receiver. I'm for real. Oh, like, dude, if you were the gay community.
Hey, Kyle, you're a slot guy now, actually. Yeah. You just kind of hang back.
Enough. Listen, and you're, I mean, Stanford, the institution, the school is 100% white.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball team is 100% black.
Yeah.
Oh,
make it make sense.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, like, dude, if you listen, I have a message. My message to the gay community.
Yes.
Enough. No more parades. No more flags. Just double down on the production.
Nice.
Of the musicals. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that,
dude.
A straight man cannot dance and sing like that.
No.
Cannot.
No.
Can't.
Absolutely not.
I texted one of my friends who's like works in like musicals. She's like dying. She was dying when I was like, shout out to the game.
They got it unlocked, man.
Man, they got just start instead of doing a parade down or like with all your, just start handing out tickets. Start handing out 2-for-1s for the Lion King.
I'm there. I'm so there.
It's incredible.
Let's heal together.
And she said, she's like, there really is not many straight men in on Broadway.
Yeah.
Now, this Broadway, they're all straight men.
All straight.
All straight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, in public, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so are we set? Oh, sorry. Am I uncovering things there? Is that are we not turning over that stone yet?
No, no, no. Next episode.
Oh, okay.
Say that for episode 100.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed New York, John.
Unbelievable.
Sounds like you came back with some good realizations and you learned some things and you had a great time.
That's why that's why I love this podcast so much, is because you just, oh.
Wait, how was the actual TV parts?
I was with Andrew Santino.
Fun.
A buddy of mine, comedian. And he goes, I was like, I'm up here for like 3 days doing he goes, why are you doing that? I go, I don't know. I don't know. But it was like a thing that
they gave me all these clothes.
I'll tell you this is that, like those, I'm not going to sell one ticket from that. Mm-hmm. I'll sell tickets from making videos or doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody that comes to the meet and greet is like, dude, love the pod.
Yeah.
Everybody on the street, love the pod. Love the video, love the pod. Like no one says, I saw you at Good Morning America.
Yeah.
No, and no shade, by the way.
Sure.
But I was like, I was trying to take back this narrative a little bit that like these places were doing me a favor. No. I'm doing y'all a favor.
How did you accomplish that?
They were like, hey, can you like collab on our post? I go, no.
Nice.
It says 12,000 views.
Nice.
No.
Very nice.
No. It would hurt me to no.
For sure.
But it's like, oh, I'm successful on the internet.
Yeah.
It's successful on the internet is 10x better than successful on TV.
Yeah.
Now it has this old, your parents are proud.
Sure.
Type thing.
Of course.
Whatever that is. But it's not going to help you sell one extra ticket.
I remember hearing a story about, it was probably 5 or so years ago now, Kevin Hart was doing a movie.
Yeah.
And they were in like early meetings in boardroom stuff with the execs who were producing and all that type of stuff. And they said, okay, and so like, here's all the stuff we're going to do for the marketing. And they're pitching to Kevin, this is a marketing plan.
I already know where this is
And they
going.
Said, and then we're going to, on your socials, we'll do da, 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 da. And he said, excuse me.
Hold on.
That's a different deal.
Check. Oh, yeah.
There are
yeah.
prices for that.
That's
if
not
you'd
how
like
that works.
To buy them,
yeah.
totally fine. Otherwise, you can remove them from your marketing plan. You don't have the rights to use my personal accounts.
Gosh. And they were like, oh.
Yeah, they went, oh.
I thought okay, yeah. I thought this was like free. No, we paid a lot of money or a lot of time, and you built this platform. You get to use it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not free. So, yeah.
Should have just sent GMA the invoice.
Oh.
Just been like, hey, here it is.
No, but I don't mind when it works for my schedule, and I guess I'm a promoter.
It's great.
Yeah, but it's like, would you go... Would I fly to Austin to do Rogan? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would I fly to Austin to do Good Morning Austin? No. Or Good Morning anything.
Yeah.
Or like
America's the only morning that's good.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
no more other mornings.
Now depends on when Book of Mormon's doing a run.
Sure.
I'll get back up there. Come on, dude.
What were you promoting?
Just be like, can you throw in some tickets to it?
The tour. That's this third leg of the tour.
That's on every rider for you going forward. Yeah. Is like, and also I need tickets to the theater. Whatever your theater is in your city.
Look up the Tony Awards. Who won? Yeah. I'll be there.
John's a big theater guy.
Big theater guy.
love it, dude.
Oh, it's so funny. But yeah, it was a good time.
Good.
Stop by the comedy club. Make some friends.
Nice.
This week's episode brought to you by Babbel, baby. Speaking in Spanish. No, they don't teach you that at all. The best way to learn a language, immersion, baby.
True.
Live where the language is spoken. That's a benefit of New York City. A lot of languages spoken.
Absolutely.
Up there. You can learn that up there. Using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's Babbel, baby. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And if that's you, make 24 your year. Check it off the list with Babbel. Fast forward to end of 2024. Think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding. If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel, baby. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language app, learning app, rather, that is actually works. Don't pay hundreds of bucks for private tutors coming over to your house trying to, hola, me amo. No, okay. Don't waste hours on other, I threw that in myself. Don't really help you speak a language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, or rooted in real-life situations. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions. Plus, all Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's the special, baby. For our listeners, get started right now. 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/net. Yeah, okay. Babbel.com/net. Or hit the link in the episode description below. Rules and restrictions apply. Also brought to you by what I woke up in this morning.
Miracle Made.
Sheets, baby. Brought to you by Miracle Made. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help. And that's better sleep. Baby, do you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? Can lead to acne, allergens, stuffy noses. Gross.
Yuck.
Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and 3 times less laundry. Mm. I'm trying to get on that train.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on the less laundry train.
Always.
Self-cooling properties for better sleep, self-cleaning, luxurious comfort and quality, plus better for your skin. Try miracle.com/net positive to try Miracle Made sheets today, baby. The perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better or more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code net positive at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. Miracle is so confident in the product, it's backed by a 30-day money back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you get a full refund. I bought a pair of Miracle Made sheets a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
I bought it myself.
Nice.
A lot of times I just run it back with the sponsor. I go, hey, can I get some more? Mm-hmm. This one, I was like, let me just go to the source.
Yeah.
Pitch. I got a pair. Yeah. Not a pair of sheets.
A pair of sheets.
A set.
A set.
A set of sheets.
Yeah.
Upgrade your sleep and try Miracle Made. It's trymiracle.com/net positive and use the promo code net positive. Claim a 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Trymiracle.com/net positive. We'll hit the link in the episode description below. Clip, 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 clip. You want to hit some clips, baby?
Let's hit some clips.
What
dude.
Do we got in here? Oh, clip it up.
We got a bunch. Where do you want to go?
My favorite part of the show. Let's oh, no, dude. Let's go to the stalker.
Okay, deal.
This is unbelievable. This I saw this on TikTok. Did somebody send it to me or did I see it myself? I think it was sent in by a listener.
Nice.
Here we go.
All right. Get the volume set up for us. And here we go.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list, and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page, and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there, and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice. And I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area. And maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son. And this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something. So I guess we're going to go on a date. I'm really excited.
Hmm. Bravo.
Huh.
I'll let you go first.
All right. First of all, before we get into the specifics, which resourceful, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Shout out to her for this.
Yes.
For going is like for going and seeing. There would not be a human, a woman or human or anyone on earth that would motivate me to do this.
Mm.
For the most beautiful woman on the planet. You didn't speak to them.
Right.
You know nothing of them.
Saw the name on his credit card.
this is, it's not, this is a you problem. Mm-hmm. How desperately do you want, is this, is somebody else going to fill the cup for you to solve your emptiness? Mm-hmm. I see a lot of attractive women all day.
For sure.
I've never
stalked anyone.
Yeah. No, 100%. If this is the other way, this guy'd be in jail.
Yeah, this
jail is
stalking, dude.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Prison. You can't do this. That would be in, you'd be in prison.
But you know what we're missing, though, John?
What?
Nothing great was ever accomplished without enthusiasm.
No, you're right.
This is the most enthusiastic mission I've ever seen.
Okay, well, go back to the first sentence really quick.
Yeah.
That's where it went awry for me. I wrote that down on my phone.
Okay.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day.
That one?
No. Okay. Next one.
So naturally, I followed him to the checkout counter.
No. But no.
already, you're out. Yeah.
What do you mean naturally? No, what do you mean? Who is this for? Her girlfriends?
If it's naturally, then there's probably like 12 women following him to the counter, right?
Naturally.
Like,
yeah. You saw, all right. What's his name? Ah, shoot. Who's the guy that helped write the Chappelle show?
Neil Brennan. Yeah.
He does have a bit. He goes, I saw this girl. The male brain works differently. I saw an attractive woman and I go, follow her, which is a funny bit. You're like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Why did I? He goes, why did I do that? Yeah. I don't know why I got stuff to do. What?
Follow her.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Okay. If you see I'll hold my credit card up right here. The camera couldn't see it.
Yeah.
You got to be close.
Yes.
Was he at self-checkout?
Maybe. That's
he had
a good
to
call.
Have been. Because if
call.
You're not, you couldn't get. You
can't get that close.
You just have to walk past him.
Right. Yeah. Name he'd be on the other side of the thing. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even know. This wouldn't even cross my mind.
No, dude, this is like, to go Facebook group to a book club invite to his mom, to him. That's some high level stalking.
I feel like women are like, nice.
Probably.
Yeah. Women, well, I mean, I feel like are like nice
in a way we are too. Cause that is impressive. I think to
if I'm the guy and I hear this, I'm done. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I'm for sure out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You want to give her one dinner?
I don't know. I looked at her.
I give her one dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you don't. So you've seen this? You talk about you set this up and then you see this. Mm-hmm. Would you still go to dinner?
Yeah. Once.
I probably would.
One dinner.
Yeah.
One dinner, but my location's turned on and my friends know where I am.
Yeah.
I'd go. My buddy's sitting at a booth over there and he's watching.
I'd go to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
No, I definitely would.
Just
go to
once.
Dinner. Yeah. That's, I mean, to go, it's technically not breaking any rules.
No.
I mean,
not at all.
That's like the CEO of, Under Armour, when Under Armour was starting, he had like six different business cards with like director of marketing, director of advertising, CEO, CFO. And he would, whoever he was trying to meet, he would give them. He's like, oh, the company.
Nice.
There was no company.
Yep.
It's like not, it's.
It was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at Under Armour. It's like that girl, if we could find the right job for her, she would be Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
She needs to harness this into the right area.
Yeah. This is like the dating example of fake it till you make it. Like she's doing everything she can to put herself in a position to succeed with this guy, even if it requires some kind of unethical tactics.
It'll get her there. Illegal.
Right.
A little unethical.
She's bending rules. She's not breaking any.
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to support this or no?
I support this.
You do?
I do.
I mean, this guy better be amazing.
Yeah, let's see the guy. Maybe you're right. Let's see the guy.
She like gets out there and like he has like a body odor. She's like, dang it.
Let's see if she's posted him since.
Oh, Savannah XO.
Savannah X Shay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, her last name is Shay.
Oh, she's a.
I don't see him anywhere.
Wait, when is this one posted? Oh, it's pinned to the top.
Yeah, it's pinned.
Yeah. So it probably didn't go anywhere.
I'd like to see.
Oh, you don't see the guy.
I don't see the guy.
No way. He would never come on our TikTok, dude.
If it worked out.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, what about the move that this guy, just the social, like first date, you're coming in with this guy is on a pedestal and you're like, what about the idea that like, I'm worthy too?
Yeah.
Like
you're a prize queen.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
So he gets on the date and he's like, dude, this girl dessert. And then he goes,
oh.
Oh. No, maybe you get into the door. That's all you want. A foot in the door.
Mm.
And then she might get there, tell him this is hilarious that how I did, and she's super funny.
Yep.
And then he is in love with her.
Right.
And then she's out of his league.
Right.
Unlikely.
But maybe though.
But maybe.
There's a chance.
Maybe you need to just get in the door.
Yeah.
I've said that before. I said to Tim Hawkins when I was my favorite comedian.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming up as a comedian, I go, I lived in Denver. I go, I will drive to Kansas City. I'll drive 8 hours to Kansas City, put myself up in a hotel room. All I need is 5 minutes in front of you.
Yeah.
And I promise you, that's how much I believed in myself.
Yep.
I promise you, I will murder in front of your crowd. We will be cool. So if I manipulated a situation to get myself in front of him, I don't hate that.
That's no different than this. And she no might different. Murder too, but it's, yeah. you know,
yeah.
time right. will tell.
Is he ended up in the trunk? We don't know.
Looks like it's an SUV. Yeah. So she's got space.
That's pretty much he's doing well.
So.
The women do this.
Yeah, I'm with it, man.
I need to hear from other women if this is what this is par for the course for
we
women.
We should probably bring her on as like a fact checker.
Yeah.
She seems like she can get to the bottom of things real quick.
Quickly.
Real
oh,
quick.
Yeah. She's going to be hired at that.
Yep.
Yeah. Naturally, I found the book club and went to the mom. I feel like the mom is also going to, the mom is complicit here. The mom, moms are into this kind of thing.
The guy's mom.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Guys, moms love the "You Should Meet My Son."
Oh yeah,
they
yeah,
love
yeah.
that move.
Oh, we love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, what is this? What is this woman in her 20s showing up at the book club? What's up?
Yeah, everybody else is like 65.
Yeah, I show up at a comedy show. They go, "Oh,
yeah, that makes sense."
Comedian. Okay, yeah. What? Who? What are you here for? Oh, what's up? Just letting you know that I'm single. What? Gosh, that's wild. What else we got here? Oh, stack lineup. Don't go to the Christian girl singing. Go to it.
Go actually. To it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. That's real or fake, ladies and gentlemen. Real or fake?
The world, but nothing comes close to your local church.
Wow.
Once you worship with us,
oh, wow.
you'll be feeling the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Christian. Girls, we're unforgettable. We got Bibles in our purse.
Yeah.
Our spirits are so holy, just like a disciple.
Not even trying.
Christian girls, we're undeniable.
Yeah.
Fine, fresh, fierce.
Ooh.
We got it on lock.
Mm.
Christianity represent. Now put your hands up. You can.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Kind of same energy as the last clip in a weird way. I don't know how. It just feels the same.
It kind of feels similar.
Doesn't it kind of feel the same?
A lot of, you know how. What's going on? What's going on in the country, dude? What's going on in the world? Where that girl, where the girl from the last, the book club, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
What do you do? Where, when? Do you not? Are you at work?
I feel like this is her roommate. This is the other girl's roommate.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While the other girl's out stalking this guy
yeah.
at the store, she's like, at home doing
finally,
this.
She's gone. I can yeah. sing how I wanted to. Finally. I mean, the outfit is insane.
She's looking like a Cocker Spaniel, for sure.
With
the hair.
The hair extensions yep. are out of pocket.
Yep.
The, okay. I always go back and forth on this because if this, I mean, this is not real.
No. No.
Is it?
No, she took a makeup tutorial from Ursula the sea witch in Little Mermaid. This is terrible, dude.
I mean, it doesn't even like, you know how you
I like that
it
one.
It does look like that. You know
can
how
we Andrew, can we put up a picture of Ursula?
Ursula.
Ursula.
I know what Ursula looks like.
Can we put it in the episode though?
Yeah. Go to YouTube to see a picture of Ursula. Sea like witch. Like
bro, look at it. She's that yeah. She's doing that to do that. Also, you know how like you listen to rap music and it's like the same number of syllables?
Yes, that's
and, like that doesn't even fit, dude.
It's like she's not even trying.
Christian girls.
She didn't even do it that well. She went Christian.
Girls are undeniable. Christian girls are okay. Deniable.
undeniably out of your mind right now.
No, I mean, it's not even like sometimes people write like, what was that TikTok trend that he was like, that and you kind of had to write a rap to kind of not write a rap, but like syllable wise, mm-hmm. you just had to line it up for it to work. Yeah. That's not even close,
no.
dude.
No.
Gosh.
This fine, fresh fears, though. Fine, fresh fears. Yeah, bananas, dude. Where are we?
If you went, all right, if you go into nothing comes close to your local church. If you go into a youth group or a college ministry,
yeah.
unfortunately, this girl's there.
Yeah. Yep. Every church.
This girl's
has
this there, girl. Dude.
Yep. Every church has.
And her. I don't know what side she's on or what this. She's there. Great piece of content.
How about though. This comment, Katy Perry? If she never kissed a girl.
We do know about. Oh yeah, let's get to that one, baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. New information has come out.
Cold plunging daily is one of the dumbest things you can do, especially if you're already stressed and have low thyroid, like most people today. Sure, do it every now and then, but it's not the panacea it's made out to be. Cold plunging is the most stressful thing you could do to yourself. Your body doesn't know you're in a nice Los Angeles studio cold plunging. It thinks you're on the Titanic, sinking. In nature, falling in cold meant you were going to die. As a result, it massively spikes adrenaline and all of your stress hormones. Right when you get out of a cold plunge, it feels amazing. Just like how surviving a plane crash would. You thought you'd die, and then you didn't. Most people today are already overly stressed and low body temperature from low thyroid function. Our body temp needs to be around 98.6 for optimal function. The last thing they need is more cold. If this is you, you're basically just aging yourself faster for a mood boost. Don't blindly hop on this bandwagon just because it's sexy.
One, two, three.
Oh. Very nice.
Oh. I feel like I am justified by this. Because I was making fun of this since day one. Mm. Since day one. Like, I love the idea that he said your body thinks surviving the Titanic, you're on 10.
Yeah.
That was incredible. You naturally go, oh. You do get a little, like if you're cold, right? If you're driving home, you turn on the AC mm-hmm. for a little bit of a, so you get a little bit of a boost so you don't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Getting in a cold plunge, so then the rest of the day, it's like drinking a 5-hour energy.
Yeah.
It's terrible for you. Mm. Terrible for you. Oh.
Aging yourself for a mood boost is what got me. That's nuts. It's like, sure, in the short term, you're going to feel great.
You're going to feel great.
In the long term, you're having basically near-death experiences every morning. Man,
sounds like drugs.
How long can you do that for?
Yeah, Wim Hof looks like he's 130.
So the next step is somebody's going to come out and be like, you need to have a near-death experience every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Go out to your local train tracks and stand there.
And then.
Until the train comes. When it's approaching, jump to the side.
The rest of the day, I felt great.
Yeah,
because you thought you were going to die.
I felt grateful for everything.
Yeah.
My heart rate slowed down.
I hugged my dog.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, this, I can't believe I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, because you almost weren't.
Yeah. That's like, it's so like, I just, the idea that anybody would watch this podcast, if they take anything away from it, is that they have like increased their ability to think for themselves.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Like all you hear about at this social club that we remained nameless that we are members of mm-hmm. is cold plunging. Because it's like, that's the height of trendiness. Would you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're like trends. That's all we care about in fashion, in hair, in music, in exercise. It trends is all we just put on our, we blinded ourselves from what we care about, our identity, and just go wherever the trend tells us.
Yep.
What neighborhoods we live in, mm-hmm. what just cars we buy, just yep. whatever the trend
diets.
Is, we'll just go there.
Yep.
We'll just go there. And this goes, oh, maybe not. And then everybody, if this comes into trend, then that guy's going to be like, oh, I'm like, dude, you got to think for yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's good thing about Republicans and there's good things about Democrats. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, you're going to have to think for yourself.
Yep. Yep. Retweet.
You're going to have to.
D, all the above.
You're going to have to.
Yep.
Acting like you survived the Titanic and your body going into like shock, thinking it's dying.
I would like to. So he's good. Not citing any science here. I'd like to see it. But yeah. I think in premise, it makes sense to me. Neither. It's like, your body probably doesn't need to be terrified that you're drowning or freezing to death every day.
But don't you think, I don't endorse cold plunging. I'm not saying this is wrong. But your mind isn't in panic mode. Your body and your mind are in connection, I would assume. So when you're drowning when you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you're about to die, your brain is in like, I'm going to die mode. When you're in a cold plunge, your body might be like, oh crap.
But your brain's really cold. Not.
Your brain's like, I'm in a studio apartment in Los Angeles. So don't the two kind of like.
Have you done a cold plunge?
Yeah.
And you know the moment when you get in and you lose your breath and your thoughts are running crazy?
Yeah.
That's. In I'm dying mode.
Yes, you're not.
That's what that is.
But then don't you?
I see your point. Like, it's like there's not visible danger around you. So yes, that definitely makes sense.
Your brain, the signals that you're feeling are sending to your brain is like 911.
Yeah. Get out. Right? It's get out.
Yeah.
Get out of
it's
here.
Your body is sending your brain, and your brain is overriding that.
Right.
Because it's saying, hey, stay here for 3 minutes, we're going to be able to send more emails this afternoon.
Right.
or whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, we get Uber Eats after this. Yeah. So it's a reward.
Yeah. It'll be okay. You do feel good.
You feel great.
I mean, I put on a cold shower for a little bit. Yeah, it's hard to stand because your body is like going into panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the point about your brain is a good one, Alex. Like you don't.
You feel it. Like you feel your
really
thoughts.
It's really hard to think.
Speed up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like dopamine. They say the dopamine rush to your brain doesn't identify good or evil.
Mm.
Just you're like, if you're fighting in a war, one side versus the other side, or if you're looting a building, you're like, if it just knows that you're accomplishing.
Yeah, you're getting that.
Yeah, it has no moral. It has no moral compass.
Right.
Yeah. So it does feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So protesting, looting, what's it called when you're like graffiti or like it does feel you're like you feel like you're doing if you tell yourself you're going in the right direction and you get the dopamine, it'll solidify what you're doing.
Yeah. Doing a crime gives you the same rush as going on a roller coaster.
There you go. That's better. Yeah. You said it better. Yeah. Oh, go on a roller coaster is perfect because you go, oh, this
Nothing
is
wrong.
Like.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
For sure.
It's scary.
Yep.
It's terrifying. And you go, oh, I jumped out of a plane. And he goes, hey, dude, I've done 15,000 jumps and no one has ever been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Still scary.
Yeah.
On paper, you go, there's no way I could die. It was still terrifying.
Yeah.
And also the rest of that day was awesome.
Right. Right.
You got to jump A.
It's hard to argue with.
I'm doing this new mental health exercise technique. I jump out of an airplane every morning and I feel like I'm just more focused.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more focused. I can send more emails.
Yeah.
And usually you get that 2:30 crash. Mm. Not me. Mm-hmm. So I jumped out of an airplane this morning.
And pardon the pun, but I really do feel more down to earth.
Dude. Gosh. Yeah.
I'm a sunrise jumper, actually. That's just what I do every day to start my day.
You don't? Oh, yeah. You don't. That's you don't? Just a couple of us have been doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure.
It's okay. It's this new thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the owners at every gym, the like owners of every gym, people keep coming to the front desk. Can we get a cold plunge? They're just trying to like survive until the end of that. And then they're like, yeah, see, we're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like in the last
waiting
year.
For the science to come out.
Then they go, good thing we didn't ever do that.
Yeah. Would have cost us $15,000 a month to maintain.
Yeah. The front desk keeps saying, I think they're going to, we're looking at it. Mm-hmm. He's like, just really ride this out until people stop doing the freaking cold plunging.
The gyms are conducting the studies. They're funding the studies. They're like, please find that these are bad. We don't need any more of
big
these.
Gym.
Yeah.
Big gym.
Big gym. Big gym. Big gymnasium is behind this. I just know behind it. Big fitness.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew did say, where's the science?
Yeah.
But I would also ask the other girl that's an influencer that wears the science and that you feel better. Where's that science?
I think there is a lot of that.
That spikes the whatever?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In short, but to Andrew's point, in short term.
Yeah.
Long term. What's that
aging yourself.
Aging yourself for a mood boost.
That's tough to rebut.
Aging I'm pretty sure that cold plunges boost. Began for like athletes though. They're good.
They're good for anti-inflammation.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because you play offensive line for the Washington Redskins, mm-hmm. or sorry, whoever they are now. Yeah, and you've beaten your body, and if you put ice on it,
yeah,
that's been since the beginning of time.
Yeah, every Sunday you go through the equivalent of 5 car crashes in your job, so you should go ahead and sit in this ice.
Hey,
tub.
But when you retire. Maybe ease up on the ice baths, dude. Yeah, obviously, if you break your ankle, put it on ice.
Yeah, I did read recently, serious science. Yep. If you go work out and then you get in, like straight to cold plunge afterwards, which is when most people, I think, would feel best about doing it because you're so hot and like you're sweaty and it's going to feel great. Mm-hmm. It actually completely stunts muscle growth. Completely.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like all the workout that you just did. If you were trying to build muscle, this completely now ruins that. Holt's hypertrophy.
Oh. We have to title the episode that. It's going to be confusing to people but Jersey, you got to have to listen to it.
I can't wait. It'll be one of the weirdest titles we've ever turned out of the studio.
Of any podcast
Of any podcast ever.
Should we get to the pastor?
Sure.
Let's get to this one.
Do you want to preface it? You want to just run it?
We can just run it.
All right. Let's run it.
Fortunately, it doesn't going need to be prefaced.
Here we go.
This is kind of cruel, but this orange one right here, it's over. I mean, get a tight shot. He's dying right now. I'm going to save him. I saved him. I rescued him. Now,
wait for it.
Some of you.
Yeah, here we go.
Were more concerned about that fish splashing and thrashing than you are your neighbors, those you work with, those you go to school with, those who are on your team, those who are a part of your family dying and facing a Christless eternity. It's time, church, for us to fish.
The band coming in at the end.
I mean, that'll preach, though.
Pick it up and preach.
This is pick it up and preach.
Oh, this is the pick it up and preach.
On stage.
The pick it up and preach girl is a friend of mine.
Nice.
She's cool.
Good. I love
it. We met on the internet.
Amazing.
I was like, dude, this is hilarious.
Good.
Yeah. She's
they got a whole little crew too. There's a crew of girls.
They're funny. Yeah.
They're great. So this though.
Here's okay. I've always said this about it, and this church does great things, by the way.
Okay.
The Second Baptist. I believe this is the Second Baptist in Houston.
Okay.
Which I got friends that go there. It's a great place.
Okay.
I have said this since the beginning. I blame the people for desiring this.
Exactly where I was going
to go. I blame the people, dude. Yes. It's not, he's doing what he should be doing.
Yes.
What if you're going, no. Oh. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? What are you doing? I mean.
My first thought was, initially I was like, he could have just said this.
Yes.
But then I went. No, because we as people are dumb and we are so simple. And if we see something in an example, all of a sudden,
remember that time.
And you could hear it hit the audience.
Yeah.
The murmur around the room.
Oh, it hit him. When they put the fish out on the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when he said, some of y'all are more worried about that fish.
Than your neighbors.
Than your neighbors.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I think that's in the Bible.
It is.
Yeah.
Put a fish on the table. Yeah. And he shall not live. No. Put a fish in water and thrive. He shall.
He that's, shall. Yeah. He'll be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now this is like the helicopter egg drop for Easter.
Nice.
There's like, dude, this is crazy. And then there's like 5,000 people there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't believe Trump is saying all this crazy stuff. You're like, well, he's got 50 million followers. Like, it's not him. These people are just giving the people what they are desiring.
This,
their appetites are this.
This clearly hit heavy.
Yes.
But in the pitch meeting.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't?
What if the bit doesn't
what
hit?
If the bit doesn't hit, man? Like, yeah. He has this idea.
Yeah.
If you brought me this idea, you're the pastor of our church, yeah. And I'm like an associate pastor.
Yeah.
You bring it to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, dude, you don't want to do this. I'm telling you.
Hey.
This is a bad idea.
I'll give you goldfish. We'll have you goldfish there.
Yes. Yes.
We can leave it there. And yes. You'd be like, if I took this out.
If.
Yeah.
Right. Hypothetically.
Is that, can the congregation go that far or no?
It wouldn't hit the same. It just wouldn't hit. It just wouldn't, because we're so simple, dude.
Unfortunately. It wouldn't hit.
Yeah.
With a signature at the end.
Of course.
Yeah, give me a.
But
yeah.
That said, great analogy, man.
Killer.
This is.
Andrew's all in.
This is
Andrew's fired up, baby. Yeah, you like it. But the, like.
I also like that he had to save him from flopping off the table.
Yeah. It could have gone really, really south. Like, if that thing flopped off the table and then onto the ground and he's just like, I can't get to it in time.
He just left it and went for the next fish.
Yeah.
It actually dies. Everyone's up in arms. That guy has 5,000 emails in his inbox on Monday.
He has to change the message.
Yeah.
Get it.
When we leave the hand of the Father.
Wait, what?
The peril fish is dead? Awaits us below.
No, he goes, and next week we'll talk about. Yeah. Yeah, he got a bunch of them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backups.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. In his defense, if I'm in church and the guy brings out a fishbowl and a net, what's going on here?
I'm not as drowsy anymore.
I'm sticking around. Mm-hmm. I'm sticking, especially if I haven't cold plunged that morning.
Right.
I'm a little drowsy.
Wipe the sleep out my eyes. Yeah. I'm ready.
I have a bit in my show about how, like, I'm not going to give away the punchlines of it, but it's like people in heaven, everybody's up there together.
Yeah.
And like people from the year two are next to us. Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, it's awesome to be here. And you're like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I gave up my firstborn child and I was persecuted and I walked through the desert for 40 years. And I was like, oh, I texted in. Or like, what, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, I watched this sermon. Yeah. Or like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What?
They're going to got in under different pretenses.
They're going to hate us, dude. Yeah. These people are, yeah. Gosh, dude. Yeah. But good for him.
Yeah. I saw a fish analogy on stage.
Getting the views up.
And now
there's other pastors. Mm-hmm. Seeing this.
Yeah, this raises the bar.
Yeah.
This is now like, oh, animal cruelty's on the table?
I've seen a lot Hold
on, let me get my
bar.
Animal cruelty notebook
I like
out
that.
Of the ideas I thought we couldn't do.
You know how like, I thought about this and my assistant pastor said no.
Right, yeah.
Dang
my
it.
Staff nixed it.
This guy's doing it. Shoot.
I told y'all.
That's like what they had to change all the golf courses when Tiger Woods came out and he was bombing. He's like, all right, we got to switch this up.
Yeah.
Oh. You can do that now?
Somewhere there's a pastor who's like, I told you we should have slaughtered that lamb on stage last Easter.
Dang it. No, told you we did that.
Slaughtered a lamb?
Oh, no, a goat. Didn't somebody slaughter a goat?
Somebody did kill a goat.
No.
They didn't. We talked about it on the pod.
No, my pizza guy back home killed a goat behind his pizza shop.
Wait, what?
That's the story.
On the pod? No. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that youth group where the guy had the goat. Remember that? Hold on.
Yes.
Okay, you remember that? You remember that, dude. Andrew?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, what did Alex just say?
So back home, there's this pizza place that is the greatest, dude.
Yeah, the goat,
if you will.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
The guy, I think I've told this story on here when we talked about this.
Maybe you have.
He killed a goat out back
that
he was using, like he would bring the meat home. It wasn't like in the food.
Oh, yeah.
And even if it was, by the way, goat's delicious.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
he slaughtered the goat, I believe, at the restaurant,
yeah,
which is an FDA violation or something.
There's probably a freezer there. They probably, right. Yeah, yeah, it's his restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, everything he needs is there.
You can do it at your house.
And it's a small town.
You got a kitchen.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem.
Word got out. He got in trouble for it or something like that. But yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were bringing up a story from my childhood.
You're like, how'd you know that?
I was like, what, dude?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the other goat.
That brought it to the youth group and walked around the camp for the weekend.
Yeah, remember that?
And they did kill it.
Yeah, they killed it. He's like, this is how friends and then God sacrificed.
I wonder if this pastor is aware of that pastor.
Yeah.
And he was like, that guy
I feel like I've seen a lot of, I'm not going to mention any names, but I've seen a lot recently. The pastors jumping on trampolines, pastors smashing things, pastor, like this is like an era of evangelicalism that could, we should retire.
I think so.
I've made jokes about it, of course. A million, like, pastors who use props. Mm-hmm. We should retire this.
Yeah, we got a lot of carrot top preachers out there. That's what it is. I think it's carrot top preachers is what I'm
carrot
calling
them. Carrot top preachers is crazy. Yep.
Which, by the way, he's done 20 years in Vegas.
Done well for himself.
Not a bad model to follow. Hey,
second biggest church in America.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, if this guy looks up at us and goes, he just types in on the podcast. He goes, scoreboard.
Yeah.
And he's right. We would go, you're right.
He's right.
One piece of news to get you out of here. Let's, this is great. Every mother, is going to love this story. Student hospitalized after mom makes drink to help son stop a bully. Sheriff's office says,
sheriff's office says at the end of any headline makes it so much more serious.
Sheriff's office says,
oh, the sheriff's involved. Excuse me.
Let me read it. A mother in Texas facing charges after trying to help her son with a bully at school. After learning a classmate was stealing her son's drink, Jennifer Rossi, 45, mixed a concoction to deter the student from taking the drink in the future, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies learned the drink provided contained a mixture of lemon, salt, vinegar inside a sports drink bottle. Shortly after drinking the mixture during PE class, the child began experiencing nausea and a headache and sent the child to the hospital. Although the contents of the drink were non-toxic, authorities said the child required additional medical monitoring, but has since been released from the hospital. Shout out, mother. Shout out, mom. And any criminal punishment, I'm good with it.
Sure.
Great with it.
Sure.
Great with it. Listen, we're losing cops, okay? We're losing law enforcement. We got to start doing these things ourselves, which I got pulled over last night on the way home. Uh-oh. And I go, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm a big fan of police. I don't know.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You opened with that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to try to butter after the transaction was made.
Okay, got it.
Then I go, hey, I just want to let you know, I feel like cops are going through it.
Yeah.
They're just, it used to be that was an honorable, now they're just taking it from people and they can't. This is way more detail of a conversation to be having. There's a lot of good thing that's happened with police reform, but nobody's helping this kid.
No,
is what I'm saying.
No,
nobody's helping this kid.
No,
it's the same with me with the loud exhaust. I gotta stop this.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I gotta stop this. You're being annoying to everyone in here. We're not calling the police. This has got to end.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, this kid has come home and be like, this is a PE class. So he sends him with a, what's that Jake Paul drink?
Prime.
He sends him with a Prime.
Yep.
Okay. And that's the best part of
his
day.
You know it's Prime.
It's Prime.
It's Prime.
It's Prime.
The fact that Prime is not already giving this woman a sponsorship.
Yeah, it's Prime.
Yeah.
For sure. And he has one. And his mom gives him one because his mom loves him.
Yes.
Okay. He's given it his all. What do they play in PE these days?
Probably not dodgeball anymore.
Not dodgeball. Maybe. Foursquare.
Foursquare.
I don't know. Bully, okay, Trevor comes over,
yeah,
give me that drink. Mm-hmm. And this has happened multiple times. And my mom goes, all right, so he's just taking it from you? And you say, don't do it? Yeah. Okay. And you talk to the teacher and they don't do anything about it? No?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has this been going on? A while? Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. Really, mom? Yeah. 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 We're doing that. And that's unbelievable. The kid had to go to the hospital. Well, what happened? I didn't drink my drink. He took it from me. Mm-hmm. How is his mom in any trouble?
I think there's another lesson to be learned
here. So good.
There's another lesson
that's
here, though.
That's so good. Let's hear it.
The kid snitched on his mom. Right?
Because snitched on his mom.
If they go to the kid,
yeah,
who brought the drink in,
yeah,
and they say, hey, he says he drank your drink,
yeah,
and it made him sick enough to go to the hospital,
yeah,
you're at fault here. He went, my mom did it.
Yeah, you could have. You like, I'm sick. I'm having some throat stuff. My mom gave me
vinegar.
Yeah, put her out.
Yeah, clear me up.
Yeah, put her out.
Yep,
or maybe some salt water or like whatever it was. Sure. Oh, this is a concoction.
Lemon, salt, and vinegar.
That would have said?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's not even bad.
Perfect.
So the kid who went to the hospital is soft.
Soft,
first
dude.
Of all.
Soft. Yeah. Okay, you're a bully?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Whoops.
Yeah, you couldn't take there's no way that he drank more than one sip of that.
Right.
Yeah.
You took one sip, you realized, oh, this is vinegar and disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm not drinking it anymore.
Also, who's drinking out of people's drinks? It's 2024.
Yeah.
That's still going on?
Yeah. I thought kids were afraid of germs nowadays.
I wouldn't drink after my girlfriend. Is this not still going on? People stealing someone else's drink, like a Coke, mm-hmm. out of a can? You let me get a sip of that? It is crazy.
Also, schools are sending kids to the hospital for nausea and headaches.
Yeah. Soft.
I used to do that to get out of a test, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
They're now sending you to the hospital?
I would be bleeding.
Dude. Yeah.
And they were like, get in here. Geography's fourth period.
Yeah. You got a quiz.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Get in here.
We all know what this is.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah, so I don't like that the kids... I'm sorry the kid's getting bullied. That's not okay.
It's not okay.
On another note, I don't like that he's a snitch.
Yeah. That has to be, you know, like...
you thought he was bullied before.
That has to... we'll see. Yeah, he's going to get crushed at school.
He could have owned it. He could have been like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
And everybody in school would have been like, dang, don't mess with that kid.
Who's worse, this kid or the OnlyFans mom? Kid.
Wait, this mom or that mom?
Yeah.
Mom versus mom on this week. Who's worse? I would say the OnlyFans mom.
Who's getting made fun of worse at school after these articles come out?
Oh, the OnlyFans kid.
Yeah.
OnlyFans kid.
Yeah, for sure. This kid is the bullying's done for him.
Yeah. I would think so.
What are you going to level up there?
Yeah, I would think so.
I always thought about judges, like the Supreme Court or like the local, I got out of the ticket yesterday. I don't think he, hold on. Not because I didn't say that. I said that after the transaction.
Yeah, but when you said the transaction, I assume that meant he gave you a ticket.
So he
not
wrote,
that he didn't.
He wrote me, no, that's why I left it open-ended.
Uh-huh.
So he comes back and says, my printer wouldn't work in my car.
He goes,
I wrote the citation because he was back there for 15 minutes. I wrote the citation. I couldn't get my printer to work.
Hilarious.
Which I don't know if that's true or not.
Because the police were defunded probably.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough money for ink cartridges.
Yeah. It's probably true.
Yep.
So he's out, and I'm like, dude, this guy's doing the Lord's work out here trying to protect people. And this is not going to put me out of business.
Mm-hmm.
This ticket.
Sure.
I would handle that. And I go, I'm on your side or something. I don't know what I said. I'm on your side. I'm a big fan of the police or something like that.
Yeah.
But this situation is like, it has to go. I love this because it has to go in front of someone. Like,
yes.
And not to be like, and every human is a human that has to decide on it. Cause you know how like the pro Republican argument is like all the people that have been put in jail for January 6th or like the big guy that persecuted Trump for like $490 million. And then she's like bragging about it on Twitter, the judge.
Yeah.
That she's like, look at it. It's like, okay, clearly you don't like him.
Yeah.
You don't like him. But the cop thing or the other side, like this goes in front of, like, imagine this go in front of, Russ was charged with injury, but the cop is like, yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, like it has to go in front of someone.
Yes.
Like, but, and the person brings their own agenda.
Yes.
So the cops come and you go, so what happened? Okay, so, no, by the law, I understand that, right.
Yeah, it depends on what judge you get that day.
But it depends, even if the cop, if it doesn't even get there.
Right.
The cop, I don't know if a cop, he's like, all right, so what happened? And he goes, all right, this kid was getting bullied. And then he gave him this, and he goes, all right, tell you what, lunch is, All right. He's like kind of inside. He sides with, you know what I'm saying?
The sheriff is either flashing back to him getting bullied or him bullying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's flashing back to one of those memories. And he's going back through that and he's going,
And the the judge does has to follow the law or the whatever, but that's all.
But not necessarily to the letter.
Yeah, not to the letter. So he goes, oh, I don't know. This guy's got a DUI, but like, you know, what's the Ashton Kutcher and his wife, like wrote a letter about the guy from that 70s show. Like,
he's a good guy.
Oh, like, not a good guy.
Definitely not a good guy. Yeah.
You can like, what do you mean you can write letters? You can write letters of like influence.
Like you can sway the judge.
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, I know him.
Yeah.
He's my buddy.
But you can. Yeah. Character testimony.
Meaning you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So be like, hey, this guy got a DUI, but he's been sober for 20 years and his parents died and he's, or something. He goes, by the letter of the law, we do have to put you in jail, but they're trying. That's why there is a judge and a jury.
Yeah. We're not going to prosecute you to the full extent, but to some extent.
Yeah. And some people unfortunately are getting charged more than full extent. And then you go, all right, well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
I love that that somebody came up here and they go, right, you know, like a self-defense or something like that, like a fight, like a we're like, dude, you're down on Broadway, right?
Yep.
And this guy's hammered and you're like, well, I'm sober and he touched my girlfriend and I knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, just separate. And he goes, I don't hate this. You know what I'm saying?
It says Rossi was charged with injury to a child causing bodily injury. Which I don't know.
I don't even know what that even makes that, sense.
Yeah, that's redundant.
The headline. Not? Yeah. Okay, a sheriff's deputy says. Yeah. Good for that mother.
I love it, dude.
Shout out, dude.
She looks mean in that mugshot, too. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, she got a mugshot.
Yeah, dude.
I'd be proud of that.
She bossed up.
I'd be like this in the mugshot.
Yeah. I also that they called it a concoction.
Yeah. Like it's not that much of a concoction.
An elixir.
Yeah. Put in something better.
It's just a trick. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. It's just put in something better. Well, the kid's not getting bullied anymore. Shout out to Prime, not a sponsor of this podcast. Oh, net positive, everybody. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.